Barrier draw today for the inaugural invitation on Saturday at Royal Randwick. $2 million for fillies and mares, 1,400 metres, set weights and penalties. Looks a crack field as well. And joining us now is the trainer of the Australasian Oaks winner from South Australia back in May, I think it was, and a media award, which is set to run in the invitation. Chris Calthorpe joining us. Morning, Chris. How are you?
Good morning. How are you going?
Yeah, very well, thanks. Great to have you on the show and to have some interstate flavour in the race as well. Tell us how the past few days have unfolded. When did the offer come?
I received an email about 4 o'clock Sunday afternoon with the invite and just sort of saying, you know, if we were keen to come, just reply back, you know, at our earliest convenience. But we've sort of been hoping and chasing a spot for a couple of weeks now, so it was a bit of a relief to get the invite on the email.
Chris, who's set to ride the horse, mate, and where would you like to see it draw?
I haven't got a rider yet.
Loz is free.
I'm a bit heavy, Chris.
We haven't had many people bashing down the door at the moment, but we'll just wait to see what the barrier draw is. I'd like to draw 1-4, 1-5, something like that, because this is the first time in her career that she's going to have to carry weight, like 59. She's only ever really carried 56, 57. She's not a big filly. And, you know, she's got a great turn of foot, as we've seen in the sort of 6 starts that we've given her. So it'll be very interesting to see with the 59 whether she's still got that and, you know, whether she can carry weight. So the cushier the run, the better it is for everyone.
I'll tell you what, there's some good prize money up for stake.
Oh, good prize money, but there's some great horse in there too, you know. Yeah. I think out of the 12, I think 10 or 11 of us are 102 rater or better. So, you know, you put up 2 million, you're not just going to get your ordinary pony run around. So, you know, quality mares. And when you know, like I said to the owners, you know, a week after the after we won the Australasian Oaks, now she's done it. She's got to go play with the big girls now. And, you know, we'll turn up there on Saturday in good order and hopefully she can acquit herself well and do us all proud.
I was about to ask you too, who's in the ownership group? Is it a bunch of mates? Are they people that have been with you for a while? Are they able to come to the track on the weekend? And have you been to Randwick before? Have you bought a horse up here?
Yeah, I raced a horse called Armageddon on it there a few years, probably 6, 7 years ago in the English, one of the English races. And yeah, I've spent a bit of time in Sydney floating around, and I also got a transport business that flies all the horses around Australia, so I get around a bit.
Yep.
Well, I did for the last, before COVID hit anyway. Mm-hmm. The owner group is 2 syndicates, Harry Mack syndicate, which is a lot of boys from the Essendon area, St Bernard, where we all grew up. And the other one's Lavi Panthers, or Lavi Stars, the football netball club at Lavington. So they got 50% each. And a lot of them are, you know, first-time owners. A lot of them had horses before, but never had a horse like her, obviously. So, you know, there's a lot of people there living the dream.
And Dave Stanley tells us that after, you know, she won the Australasian Oaks, that what those in the ownership, they just finished a game of footy or something? They were roaring in the sheds?
Well, what happened was Brett Scholes in the horse, who played at... Yeah. He went to St Bernard's when he got drafted, where we all went to school. And his son played in Adelaide for the Crows, Lockie. And so they were at the day the Oaks was on, Adelaide were playing Sydney. So Brett went to the footy for the first half, and then he came to the races. But the Lavi boys played a game, I'm led to believe, and they got beat. And they all went in the rooms, and the team that won was singing their song and jumping up and down. And about 2 minutes later, there was a bigger roar next door in the lobby room. They're thinking, hang on, we just flogged these boys. And the tally going, and the 200 when she hit the wire. Yeah. So they've had their bum spanked by 10 goals, but they must have been the happiest people on the planet for getting beat. But yeah, there's a lot of interest in this horse. You know, there's a lot of people behind her. And, you know, couple of big syndicates and their friends and friends and family and friends, and you know, it's just rolling on from Adelaide. So it's been good.
When does she travel up here, mate? Or is she already here?
No, she'll leave. I'm just walking her now. Yep. She'll leave on Thursday night, arrive at Peter Robles on, she'll go to Peter Robles at Randwick on Friday morning. She'll run that day, and then depending on what happens after Saturday, whether we stay for the Golden Eagle or whether we come home.
And how are you, mate? I mean, this is a... As you said, you're racing with the big girls on Saturday, but it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, I suppose.
No, I'm pretty good. A little bit disappointed I can't go with her because, you know, I know her inside out. I know her little idiosyncrasies and, you know, Pete's a great horseman and he'll look after life. It's one of his own, but he's just when you're not with him and, you know, you're racing for that sort of money and... whether you're racing for that money or whether you're racing for 10 grand, you just want to keep an eye on them. But look, I think because I've had the experience of going to Adelaide and winning the Group 1, it's made it a bit easier. And she's a pretty cruisy horse. You know, everyone that gets in contact with her loves her. And, you know, I'm pretty good. I reckon I might get a bit anxious on Saturday, but as long as she does her best and puts her best foot forward, whatever she does, we'll be very proud of her.
Chris, you wouldn't be alive if you didn't get anxious for a $2 million race.
Yeah, no, look, you know, it's what you get out of bed for to find horses like her. So we'll just, you know, hopefully we've got her for another couple of years or a couple of seasons, and then we can try and find some more to try and take her spot in a couple of years when she retires. But, you know, it's a dream and... at the moment, we're living it and having a ball, and we'll take it in our stride.
When did you sort of think that she was above average? Like, as soon as you got her, or did it take a few months or a year or so?
Her first start, I took her to Wangaratta, and we were obviously during COVID times down here, and we were all sort of living in a bubble, and we couldn't really trial anywhere other than Geelong. So every time she jumped out, it was against only two or three horses. And I said to Mark Arrowsmith, who's sort of my biggest owner and my main supporter, I said, look, let's just take her to the races and see what she does. And she missed the start by about 20 lengths. And she got beaten about 8 or 9.
Yeah.
But she ran the fastest sections of the race, probably some of the fastest sections of the day. And then I took her to Chuka, her second start. She just got beat. And I said to the boys, and I said, look, you know, I'm a bit of a dreamer. Every time I win a race, I'm going to Caulfield Cups, Melbourne Cups, Cox Plate, even if it's just a maiden at Tatura, you know. So I said to the boys, look, I said, I think we've got a really nice filly here because her times, her sectional times showed that she could run and everything she does is so effortless. She just doesn't come back blowing. You know, you wouldn't have known she's had a race. And I just said to them, look, you know, we'll give her one more start in this prep. Hopefully we can win. If we can't, she'll run top three. She ran third on the heavy 10. So I've got a plan. I want to get to South Australia for the Australasian Oaks. So I think, you know, not saying that we can go there and win it, but if we could be part of it, have a runner, I think we've got a chance with a filly that can give us a live chance. And, yeah, the rest is history.
Well, we'll be giving her a cheer on Saturday, Chris. And one thing I won't be allowing in here is Loz has a multi on a Friday, which hasn't got a great strike rate. And we've even heard that trainers blow up the second they hear one of their horses is in his multi. So we're going to make sure that Media Award isn't in it on Friday for Chris's sake.
That'd be great.
I won't put it in, Chris.
We've got enough weight with 59. We don't need any more.
Mate, really appreciate your time this morning. Yeah, shame you can't be on track, but give her a big cheer, mate, and good luck.
Thank you, guys. Cheers.